Listening Library presents Stormbreaker by Anthony Horowitz. Read for you by Nathaniel Parker. Chapter 1. Funeral Voices. When the doorbell rings at 3 in the morning, it's never good news. Alex Ryder was woken by the first chime. His eyes flickered open, but for a moment he stayed completely still in his bed, lying on his back, with his head resting on the pillow. He heard a bedroom door open and a creak of wood as somebody went downstairs. The bell rang a second time, and he looked at the alarm clock glowing beside him. 3:02 a.m. There was a rattle as someone slid the security chain off the front door. He rolled out of bed and walked over to the open window, his bare feet pressing down the carpet pile. The moonlight spilled onto his chest and shoulders. Alex was 14, already well-built, with the body of an athlete. His hair, cut short apart from two thick strands hanging over his forehead, was fair. His eyes were brown and serious. For a moment he stood silently, half hidden in the shadow, looking out. There was a police car parked outside. From his second floor window, Alex could see the black ID number on the roof and the caps of the two men who were standing in front of the door. The porch light went on and, at the same time, the door opened.
Mrs. Ryder?
No, I'm the housekeeper. What is it? What's happened?
This is the home of Mr. Ian Ryder.